Support comes from the Missouri Forest Products Association, saluting Earth Day on April 22nd with an ongoing commitment to help offset carbon emissions with sustainable harvesting of Missouri forests. Details at choosewood.com.
From St. Louis Public Radio. This is St. Louis on the Air.
You know, I believe it's probably the first time that we've ever had a tax where you can get 100% of your money back on that new tax. We're talking probably $1 billion worth of road projects for the STIP for 22 through 26. That currently discourages them from purchasing fuel here in Missouri. They find it easier to actually purchase in other states. So that will also help us in our state. Hopefully we'll start seeing more of those trucks buying their fuel here in Missouri and Missouri receiving the benefit of that.
I'm Jonathan Aull. In 2018, Missouri voters rejected a ballot measure that would have increased the gas tax by 10 cents. But in this past legislative session, lawmakers voted to increase the tax by 12.5 cents over the next 5 years. The move has been called both an overdue revenue increase to fund roads and bridges and a heavy-handed tax on people least able to afford it. Joining me to talk about this is State Representative Becky Ruth, a Republican from Festus, who is also the chair of the House Transportation Committee. Representative Ruth, thanks for joining us today.
Good afternoon. It's great to be with you all.
So very few people enjoy paying higher taxes, and the Republican Party has definitely prided itself as the party that pursues the lowest possible taxes. So why did this measure pass this last session?
I really think that this was a balance. When people came out and voted on Prop D, and remember that Prop D was tied up with Olympic gold medals and funding for the Highway Patrol, you had about 1.1 million vote in support of Prop D and 1.2 million vote in opposition to Prop D. So a lot of people want to compare what we did this year to 2018 and Prop D. However, it's very, very different. This measure actually allows everyday citizens to get a refund on the new taxes. So it is a refundable fuel tax. And I believe it's probably the first time that we've ever had a tax where you can get 100% of your money back on that new tax.
Aren't you, though, counting on a certain percentage of the population to not do that? Because if everybody did that, then there'd be no increase and there wouldn't be more money for roads and bridges.
Obviously, we're looking at possibly anywhere between 15 to 25% are the projections of people that may take advantage of getting their money back. However, this gives those people the option, those that want to leave their money invested in our roads and bridges, the ability to do so.
Can people from other states do this too, or is that just Missouri residents that can get the rebate?
Because of the Interstate Commerce Clause, it is available to people from other states as well. About close to 40% of the traffic on our roads are from other states. Now, how many of those people from the other states are going to apply for the refund? I would say that number is probably going to be pretty low.
So the process to get refunded, you have to save your receipts, you have to know when you bought gas and how much and fill out some paperwork. Is that threshold, is that burden high enough that it'll probably discourage most people from doing it? Because unless you drive a significant number of miles, it probably won't be that much savings.
I worked very hard to try to make the process for the refund to be as easy as possible. Saving the receipts is only necessary in case you are audited. So you're not going to turn those receipts in. And that could be something as simple as taking a picture of your gas receipt. So you can use it as an electronic document and stored electronically. For those that don't want to mess with an electronic filing, because that's going to be offered as well, they can do the paper filing, and it's pretty simple. It's a one-page form that they would fill out, turn it into the Department of Revenue between July and September the following year, and the Department of Revenue would then have 45 days to refund that money. If the Department of Revenue does not refund that money within the 45-day time period, then they are actually paying interest to that consumer at the federal interest level.
Let's talk about what the revenue will be used for. Estimating about another $460 million annually, what kind of projects will that additional revenue fund?
So 15%, remember, goes to cities and 15% goes to counties. The 70% then goes to the state, and that revenue is going directly for roads and bridges within our state. Maintaining those roads and bridges, as well as new projects to make our roads and bridges safer, easier to travel on.
Is the money used approximately where it was collected? So the tax that would come in from the St. Louis area, would that primarily be used to do St. Louis roads, or is this a situation where it's all put in one pot and the state funds its transportation needs as possible?
Currently, there is a system in place, so it will be using that same system that we already have in place. We have regional planning partners who decide on the different projects for those areas. Those are voted on by those regional planning partners. For instance, in the St. Louis area, that's the East-West Gateway. From there, that goes to the MoDOT Commission, and decisions then are made at the MoDOT Commission on the overall roads and bridge projects. The St. Louis area is getting quite a bit this year. I don't have the numbers off the top of my head, but already in the STIP that was approved recently by the MoDOT Commission, we're talking close to probably $1 billion worth of road projects for the STIP for 22 through 26.
For our listeners in the Rolla and Hannibal areas, rural people tend to drive more miles. They may not mm-hmm. spend as much time in their cars because there's a lot less traffic, thank goodness. But do you feel that this tax is equally fair to someone who lives in Salem who has to drive, you know, 30 or 40 miles just to get to a grocery store compared to someone who lives in St. Louis and can walk to a grocery store?
Someone from Rolla or Salem, those folks are eligible to get their refund as well. So how much ever they are spending on that fuel tax, they're eligible for the refund. And I was at the most recent Highway Transportation Commission meeting, and there is a huge amount of study going into rural roads, low-volume roads, to try to make sure that those are staying on task with the maintenance. And in bridges, we have a lot of rural bridges that need to be replaced. From our focus on bridges, many of those are getting done from 2 years ago, but we will continue to focus on those needs as well. I think there is a good balance that you will see in the next few years, especially between the rural and the urban and the suburban in terms of the types of projects that are getting done.
And I believe that there is a system already set up for farmers to get the rebate maybe a little bit easier. Am I correct in that?
There is. We already have the ag fuel rebate for those vehicles that are not used on the highway. So the system's already in place. So it's not a difficult system or transition over to using this for the fuel tax.
We do have a caller. Dave from West County has a question. Dave, you're on the air.
Hi. My question is, do corporations and companies and hospitals, et cetera, are they able to ask for that rebate as well as individuals?
That's a great question, Dave. Thank you for your call. Representative Ruth?
Yes, anyone who has a vehicle that is less than 26,000 pounds can apply for the rebate.
So that would be especially good for someone who has maybe a fleet of pickup trucks, of like low-weight pickup trucks.
Right. The 26,000 pounds or more would not be eligible. So you're talking about your large trucks and semi-trucks and so forth. And really, we had the support of the Missouri Truckers Association on this bill. It is helpful to them, as I understand it, because of the way that they end up paying their quarterly taxes. If they are leaving Missouri and driving through several other states, let's say going out east to the coast, and they fuel up in Missouri, which has a lower fuel tax rate, but yet they're traveling through the higher taxed states, they have to pay at that rate. So they could get to the end of a quarter owing $30,000 or $40,000. That currently discourages them from purchasing fuel here in Missouri. They find it easier to actually purchase in other states. So that will also help us in our state. Hopefully we'll start seeing more of those trucks buying their fuel here in Missouri and Missouri receiving the benefit of that.
We did get a tweet from Kristen who said, little by little, Missouri is taxing us to the point where living in the booming communities across the river in Illinois is a better choice. Increase the gas tax and many will think about a change of zip code. I do need to point out before we get your answer to that, Representative Ruth, that Illinois' gas tax is 39.2 cents per gallon, which will still be a lot more after Missouri's is increased all the way. And they had a 200% increase in the gas tax over the past 3 years. But if that perception is out there, how do you feel about that?
That is why we offered the refund. There are some folks that say absolutely not, no way to more taxes. This gives them the opportunity to get their money back.
Representative Becky Smith, a Republican from Festus and chair of the House Transportation Committee, thank you very much for joining us today.
All right, thank you so much.
St. Louis on the Air is a production of St. Louis Public Radio. Understanding starts here. If you learned something new from today's episode, consider leaving us a review and rating on Apple Podcasts on the App Store. It's the easiest way to help people discover our show. We appreciate it. Thank you. St. Louis Public Radio is a member-supported service of the University of Missouri, St. Louis.
Support comes from the Missouri Forest Products Association, saluting Earth Day on April 22nd with an ongoing commitment to help offset carbon emissions with sustainable harvesting of Missouri forests. Details at choosewood.com.